Hello guys, this is Stacey and Dichi, and you're listening to Anger's Time Podcast. And yeah, it sounds so good to be recording again. So today topic, we're going to talk, talk about love bombing, because it is very, very, like, it's a killer move for a lot of people nowadays. And yeah, I've noticed, like, it's happening a lot. I kind of have experienced this too, like, I think most people have experienced this, especially women, ladies, or even men. Men sometimes experience this, yeah? So, I want to talk about it. I want to say what it is and how to tackle it and how to spot it, right? So, love bombing is the act of influencing a person by demonstration of attention and affection. It is a part of emotional abuse. It is emotional manipulation, often it comes as gifts, praises, flattery very early in the relationship on the purpose to control you. Like, I know all of us, like, get this feeling, like, you know, you meet this someone and everything is all good in the beginning of a relationship. Let me tell you why love bombing is, like, very deadly. It's because you can't differentiate whether you're being love bombed or someone is being genuine to you. It looks very genuine because you're like, yeah, because this person gives you everything that you want, okay? And nobody wants to give up on that, you know? So it's very tricky to know that this woman is just playing with my mind. So one way to spot love bombing is the level of attention you're getting from this person is not the same place as you guys are in a relationship. As I said, like, you get excess affection and excess attention from this guy. You know, a person that you just met, I know how, like, young love is, because maybe I'm in one. I know how young love is, you know. You want to call them every time. You want to talk to them every time. You want to see them every day, right? So you'll find out that the level of attention is so much from, and this usually happens, love bombing usually happens, like, in the 2 weeks you guys have known each other, or like a week or even a month, you know. You guys are still very early in the relationship, but this guy is giving you this so much attention. Yeah, it pretty makes you feel good about yourself, about everything, but if you get excess of it, it can be like one factor, one red flag of love bombing. Two is they react badly when you try to slow things down. As I say, like, they push things very fast. And let me tell you, most of love bombers are narcissists. These are narcissist people. And, you know, narcissist people are just trying to, you know, they're people who can't control themselves mostly. So they try and control you so that they feel that they are in control. And that's very bad. So they'll find you. To them, you're an object. I'm sorry to say this, but to them, you're an object. You're like a goldstone, like a milestone. Did I say fucking goldstone? Fuck it. You're like a milestone to them. So they find you and it's like, I have to control this person to feel like I'm in control again. And they try to move things very quickly because, like, they're not there. They're not planning to be there for a very long time. So they will give you everything all at once. And you'll be overwhelmed with these emotions. And when you say, like, whoa, please, I'm not used to this. Like, let's slow down. Let's say you find you met with a guy or you met with a woman. And, like, the first time this person wants you to go to their place. I'm fucking guilty of this. This person wants to. I said I'm very guilty of this because I really, really. Okay, I'm a very fun person. If I know you, I'm super fun and goofy and whatever. But if I don't know you, I am not talkative, and then I stammer. So what was I saying? Yeah, I was talking about myself. So I tend to tell you, come and meet me at my place, because like I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out. So I might be a little bit with this one, or like I agreed to go to your place and things like that, because I really don't want to go out for the first time, maybe for the second time or third time or fourth time of a time, you know. So anyway, these are people who are trying to rush it. So guys, even guys mostly were like, you come over. And the fact that the wrong thing about someone asking you to come over to their place is, first thing first, you'll think like, oh, these people want us to be cozy and, you know, cuddle, then, you know, make out. Yeah, and that's, yeah. So these people are trying to move it like very fast to deal, so that they, you know, because they're not there in a long time, so that they can control you. They want you to put you in a submissive position. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So the third way to spoil love bomber is investing the same over who invests in you. Are they putting the effort right away, or is it just plans? Now, this I've seen in a lot of guys that I've talked to. Does that mean I talk to a lot of guys? Does that make me a hoe? Where? This is not about me. So yeah, this is not about me. But this thing is mostly in guys. By talking, I mean like talking. But the fact is, I talk to a lot of people because I wanted to talk to a few people, but I end up talking to a lot of people because people don't just be straight. You're fucking shady out here, man. Okay, this is not about me. This is my not overthinking phase time. I'll get that later. So, yeah, I was talking about them. Are they putting their effort right away, or is it just plans? And by this, I mean, like, yeah, I've talked to a lot of people, man. By this, I mean, like, you know, you meet someone, let me tell you from my experience, because yeah, I talk with a lot of people, blah blah blah. From my experience, I know this guy won't listen to this, so yeah, from my experience, I start talking to this guy, right? And I say like, oh, you're so pretty, thanks, blah 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 blah. Then, you know, okay, the blah 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 is fast forwarding to the point where he starts saying, you know, and this is, let me say, like, the second day, or is it the first day? It was, like, the first, but it was midnight, so I think it was the second day, after midnight. So I think it was the second date, the second day. So he's like, you know, I want to take you out. I was like, okay, good, nice. Where are we going? And he's like, I'll tell you, I want to buy you this cute dress, and I want to buy you shoes to go with them. You know, like, I mean, as a woman, I'll be, like, very, very happy. Honestly, new clothes make me happy. And especially with their kids. So I'm like, yay, so you're going to buy my new dress? And he was like, yeah, and then I'm going to, you know, then I'm going to buy you flowers when I come. I'm like, nice. at that point, at that time, I was watching football, right? And it was like asking, because I was giving 1 hour the answers, although I was excited, also giving 1 hour the answers. And he was like, "What are you doing? I feel like you're doing something." I was like, "I'm watching football." And then we talk a little bit about football. I support Manchester United. Fuck. What the? I was literally. Okay, it is on my mind because, yeah, I hate it. I hate Manchester United. So it is on my mind. And I have a lot of people supporting it. I know, like, okay, I have. No, I know a lot of people who support it. I support Manchester City. Yeah, it's mostly Man City. Yeah, I support Man City. So we were talking about when our team was going to play together, and he's like, "Yo, we should watch it together." I was like, "Yes, we should watch it together." Then he's like, "And whoever loses in that time, in that game, we'll do something for the other." I was like, "Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's a very good bet." And it's like, "If I lose," he told me, like, "if I lose, I am going to buy you whatever you want. I'm going to buy you anything. Or I'm going to take you shopping." I'm like, ooh. Now I want you to lose. Yeah. Now I want you to lose. Because he said he's going to buy me anything I want. And he's going to take me shopping too. So I was like, yes. And, you know, he's telling me all these things that I love. And these are just plans. You get me? And he's like, "Oh, we should do this sometime. We should go bowling sometime." I'm like, "Yes, I love bowling. Which one do you go to?" "Sorry, Center Village Market. I choose the one that I go to." Then he's like, "Oh, yes, that would be so good." Like, he's creating all these images, all these things. And these are just plans. Get me? He's not really investing in this relationship. It's just plans. And these are some love bombers. They don't invest. Some really invest in you. But this one, they don't really invest. They just promise you. And you'll be like, "Oh God, yeah, this could be so great. This is could be so perfect." And that is what will keep you, like, you know, holding to that relationship, because you have that thing that, like, you want, you see, like, "Oh, he said that this will happen." So you will be under him, you get? Or, like, they don't invest in what's, like, a long-term thing. Person buys you flowers, buys you what, but they don't invest in, like, what can, you know, sustain the future. What is very long in the future. And don't get me wrong, there are love bombers who do this not intentionally, and some people, they do know it knowingly. I said most of them are narcissists, so they kind of do this thing. They know what they're doing, and most of them are just, like, you know, they are not aware that they're love bombers. Yeah. So the other way to spot a love bomber is they say what you want to hear. Beware of people of who ask you. So, and guys are the guys, no, guys say this, like, a lot. I'm even, you know that, what? Okay, I've got, why am I stammering? One, I've got a lot of things in my mind and my mouth is one. So yeah, they're just gonna jump come domo. So these people, they're like, "FQ, so what kind of a man are you looking for?" And you do not even us would be like, "Oh, I'm looking for a very loyal man, a goofy man, and, you know, tall, that can handsome if you like that," and things like that. And for these 2 weeks, because their relationship doesn't last long, for these 2 weeks, 1 month or 2 months, they're going to be that man for you. They're going to be very goofy, very loyal, and very tall and dark and handsome. Don't ask me how they will be tall. I know they will be. They find a way to grow up. They find a way to grow up for you. So at this point, they will do everything, everything you said you want. They, you know, they know, they've read who, what kind of girl you are. And this is very scary because, like, in the talking stages, you tell this person, you know, me, I love being indoors. I love, you know, I love cooking. I love watching serial documentaries. I love, and now when you tell them what you love, even if they don't ask you what kind of guy you're looking for, they usually do. But if they don't ask you, it'd be like, whatever you said you love, whatever, you know, you're opening up because you, to you, this could be like a potential new relationship that you'll want, right? Because you like this guy or you like this woman. So those things that you'll say you love, those things you say you like doing, those are the things that they will try and, you know, be. What's this word? A guy, what's this word? Yeah, they'll try and, like, I'm doing hand fingers. Oh God, I'm a lost girl. Yeah, they'll try and recommend you guys do the same together. Like, if it's watching, you know, serial documentaries, they'll be like, oh, we should do that sometime. Oh, you should cook for me sometime. Oh, I should, like, come and, you know, learn something from you cooking sometime. And things like that. And it's really love bombing because, like, now, those are the things you want to hear. Who doesn't want to do what they love with someone they love, you know? And they're giving you hopes. And they're giving you what you want to hear is, you're beautiful. Those, if you love compliments, they just shower you with everything that you've ever wanted. And that is very, very dangerous because you won't want to let go. And that is where they want you. You're not wanting to let go of things. And the other way to spot them is they get you expensive gifts and tell you how much they cost, making you feel that you owe them. Are you thinking of one instance? I am. So, yeah. This person will get you shoes or dress, even flowers. Whatever they will get you, they'll give it to you. Then they'll be like, so I went to the store and I bought this for like 6,000 shillings. And you'll be like, whoa, these shoes are 6,000 shillings. And, you know, like, mostly these people have really, really understood your mind, I said. So, whatever, you know, you say you like this, you like this, you like this, you like this, right? And after you say you like these things, they know, like, where you are. Like, for me now, instance, like, for example, if you buy me a car right now, okay, I know how to drive, yay. Okay, I don't know how to drive, but I can, you know, I can drive a straight lane. So I'm fucking proud of myself. I went to Migori and I practiced a lot. I loved my time there. Oh, family is everything, I'm telling you. I felt so relaxed. Away from this Nairobi busy pressure that I usually have. Anyway, yeah, we are saying, like, for me, if you buy me a car, that will be like, I don't even have money to buy a car, you know. I don't even have money to buy a house. I don't have money, that kind of money, to buy these kind of things. So you will make me feel like, oh my God. And then you come and tell me, you know, this car costs like, how much does a car cost? 3 billion? That's Prado? I don't know. Let's say a Prado is 3 million, right? And you tell me this car costs 3 million. I have never had 3 million in my life. And so, like, when you tell me this, you make me feel, oh my God, you spent all this money on this car and then this car now is mine. Do you know if you ask me for a favor, do you know I'll do it? Do you know? Just buy my car. Just buy me a car. Just buy me a car. And you'll see. So yeah, my point is, they have studied you. They know what is your limit financially. Or just what is your limit? What are you used to? You know, and they try and top that. Let's say it cannot even be like money expensive. They know, like, you know, because you have opened up, you have told them all about your past relationships. Maybe they have lied to you about theirs, or they told you the truth, whatever the case is. They know what you're used to. That's my point. So they will make these very big moves, very big, you know, services for you. And they'll be like, you know, for me to get this place rented, maybe he took you to our Airbnb, you've never been there. And they take you and they say, you know, for me to like get this place, yeah, I had to do this. Or they tell you it was very hard to get this place. Things like that. And it makes you feel like, oh, it was very hard. But you did it. You did it for us. And you feel like, oh, this guy is a very good person. And if you ask me for a favor, I'll do it. So they keep you under them. And yeah, I don't know if you understand that. They're just trying to make you feel like you're indebted to them mostly. And that, you know, when a time comes, you'll feel like, this person did this to me. It'd be very wrong for me not to, you know, do something little for them. At this point, that thing's not little. But to you, it will be like it's little, but it won't be. You know? And then compliments are not short of reply. You see, like, compliments are... is my voice... What game is that voice playing? Atinatuka kwenda inienda api? You see, compliments are great. Right? Who doesn't love to be complimented? Even if we don't know how to reply to compliments, we want to be complimented, right? But when a love bomber is dotting them out, he's like dotting them out, they come with a price. Taren, taren. Okay, does that make it scary? I don't know. That was the point. The point was for you to be scary. They know if they continuously compliment you, sooner you'll feel obligated to do the same. That is what I'm saying. Now, if a person keeps complimenting you and they're like, oh baby, you're so beautiful, and you know, at first time you'll be like, thank you, no, I don't say that, I'm blushing. But like, if they keep complimenting you, you know, they keep complimenting, you'll feel like, I have to say something nice to them too. And you'll compliment them. Now, this is where they want you. They want you to compliment them. And when you start, let me tell you, when you start to compliment someone, you start believing this person is what you're complimenting them. If you compliment a person, it's beautiful. It's like you believe and you keep complimenting them. They are beautiful. You know, it's like being a fan of something. You will stick it to your mind that they are beautiful. Even if the first time you said it out of like, you know, yeah, today she was beautiful. But like if you keep complimenting them, you will believe. So they want to get you to a stage where you don't see no wrongs. So they compliment you and you'll be like, you go like, yes, you're handsome too, or you have good heart or whatever. And they want to feel good about themselves. I told you, like, these people don't have control over their lives. So when you tell them, you look good, oh, what it does to their soul, they feel very proud of themselves. Now we are getting you. Now we are grasping you. You get? And you'll feel like, you know, then you'll start say, by the way, this person is very handsome. This person has great height. This person has a great smile. Yeah, smile is everything. Oh, God. When a person smiles, that is everything. Have you ever found a guy with good set of teeth, smile? Oh, shit. That thing's like, ooh, 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 ooh. It's so good to see a guy smile. Like, the smiles are always genuine. Like, full smile. That shit's amazing. So, anyway, my point is that you'll feel like you want to compliment them. Moreover, endless compliments, you see, put you at risk at seeking validation from them, molding you to what they want. Hence, you will start avoiding other people in your life and depending on them. Just for you to like get that, you know, the silence was for you to get that. Have you understood that? Have you understood that? It's like we all want positive vibes, okay? Nobody wants to be with people who tell us we are ugly, who tell us we are nothing, who tell us, you know, very painful things. Nobody wants to be near people like that. We all want to be told and know that we can do it and we are very good people. We have great people. We have superpowers. And this person will give you endless of them. They'll compliment you even every hour, even every day. And I know we all deserve to be complimented every day. Okay. I told you, this is what we all want. And it's very hard to say no to it, honestly. And it might look like a genuine love because it's very hard to differentiate. Who doesn't want to be complimented? Who doesn't want to be told they're very good, they're great people? Who? Not me. Of course, not me. You can tell me I am pretty every second of your life. Yeah. So, when this person is complimenting you all this while, right? Every single damn time. And, you know, you like, okay, let me put it in this example so that I can explain it better. You wear this dress, right? You send a picture to your friend. Or you send a picture to him or her. You'd be like, how do I look in this? I tell, oh, baby, you look outstanding. You're so beautiful. God, you make that dress pop. You know what? This is your color. Like, oh my God. No, you should wear that dress when you come to see me. You look so good. You get that excitement, you be like, oh, thank you, things like that. And because they told you look nice in that dress, yeah, they'll boost your self-confidence. Maybe you really looked nice in that dress, but the way they say and things like that, then you go out and yeah, you feel good about yourself. Okay, the next day you're supposed to go somewhere else. It's because, like, they made you feel good about that dress and everything else. You'll ask the same person because right now you want, you know, when you're not sure about anything, we always ask, but we always want to hear, like, you know, positive feedback you get. So when you're not sure about anything and somebody gives you positive feedback about what you're not sure about, that makes you want to go to that person more. It's like advices. If somebody gives you a negative advice, maybe you look for someone else who'll give you a positive one and things like that. So yeah, so this person will make you be dependent on them, and they're molding you to be submissive. Get this right. I told you from the beginning, these people are molding you to be submissive to them. So you will be seeking validation from them because you think they make you think, they make you think that, yeah, when I say it's okay, it's when it's okay. It's not okay if I don't say it's okay. And this, they've really started playing with your mind. When you see yourself seeking validation, you're like, oh God, I wonder if this person, you know. And it's very, my point is, the key point, underline, marker, underline, very early stages of relationship. Okay? There are very good relationships which we seek validation. We're like, oh, I wanted no validation, like comments. Yeah, I wanted to do this. Do you think this is why? Do you think I should? No. And me as a Libra, I'm a very indecisive person. So I was about to say people. I'm a very indecisive person. So I tend to ask a lot of questions. Whether is this or rather that. Mm-hmm. So it is very early stage of relationship. And they said that this is deadly. I'm repeating this. This is deadly because you don't know if it's genuine. Or you don't know if you're being manipulated. Taran. Yeah. So they're making you depend on them. And that might be one sign of it. Okay. Then, another thing. They expect you to supply the affection they want. You are expected to supply the affection they want. They expect to always have access to you. They call you, you have to pick up. They text you, you have to reply. They want to see you, you have to come. You know, this is what they are molding you into something that they can control. And when something happens, at the moment you're not available in one way or the other, they spot to you how much they sacrifice for you and list all good things about themselves, and they gaslight you to thinking that having some time for yourself or some time for your friends is wrong, and they are right. Let me break this down for you. They expect to get to you anytime they like. You get? When they call you, you have to answer. When they text you, you have to reply. Things like that. And when you don't, they'll be like, oh, what were you doing? This is our time. Or like, you know, things like that. And they feel like, oh, I was busy, whatever. And you know what they'll tell you? I was just worried about you. I'm not saying being checked on is a bad thing. Constantly checking on you, that I'm just checking in, I was just worried, you know, things like that. Those are not right. Oh God, I know I sound very, very, I don't know, I sound like I don't want anything good for you, because these are all good things that I'm listing here. These are very good things. Somebody buying expensive gifts, somebody checking on you, somebody complimenting you, you know, somebody, you know, all these things. Ooh, yeah. These are very good things. But excess of them in very early stages of relationship, that's very wrong. You know, that is very wrong. So they guys lie to you that whatever else you're doing, and when you don't, when, like, let's say, for example, it's a meetup, right? And you say, like, you've seen this person, like, the other week, out before the other week, last week, and this week you decide, you know what? I just want to chill with myself. I just want to be with my friends. I want to be with my family, things like that. They will gaslight you. They will tell you, oh, baby, I really did this. Like, I ordered this. We were supposed to go here. And now you're saying no. And yeah, as I said, when I said, like, they'll do expensive things and they tell you. Now, this is how they'll tell you. Yeah, so I ordered this. Oh, I was thinking we'd go, like, this place. And now you're saying no. And they'll make you feel bad that you're having time by yourself. They'll make you feel like, oh, bummer. Maybe next time I should just spend time with him. Or they'll act all sad. They'll be like, oh, it's okay. Now I'll just be home and sleep. I don't have anything else to do. I'll just play games. Or, oh, now my day is to end. And we don't want to do that. We are very good people, right? We don't want to ruin someone's day. We don't want someone to be like, in this place because of us. We don't want that. Oh, my alarm is about to go off. Let me turn it off right now before it goes off and scares the shit out of me. Where the fuck is it? Okay, turn off for today. Okay, that's it. Did it rain last night? Did it rain last night? Okay, yeah, I think it did, because I'm saying, yeah, I think it did, and that is very weird. I slept very late and it wasn't raining. Anyway, as I was saying, yeah, they list you sacrifice in quotes of what they have done for you, and they tell you all these good things like, oh baby, I don't like you're choosing your friends over me. With me, we could have done this. I could have treated you better. This and this. I'll order whatever you want. I'll do this. I'll do this. So they make you feel bad for spending time with your friends. Most of these people, they want to catch you off these other people that they know you. Then another sign is like, there's a lot of digital and physical affection with these people. Digital is like they'll post you. They will post you and give you all this digital love, sending you memes, sending you TikTok, sending you all these things. That's digital love. They'll give you that digital love, and most of us girls want that, most of us. Want that because you're like, oh no, he's publicly claiming me. Yeah, they'll give you that. They will surely give you that public affection. And when you'll think about breaking up with them, or when you'll think about there's something wrong with this guy, you'll be like, you'll think about your relationship overall your relationship and be like, there's no way this guy is a bad person. He even posts me like he even shows his affection in public, and I might not even find a guy who will do this ever again. And that is especially when you told them that you've never experienced that or that you love that. So they will give you a lot of digital love. And when I say like physical love, you know what I mean? Like touching you and just cuddling with you, just being so physical as possible. And this may happen too in like when they post you and you're so happy you repost it, or they post on their status, or they do something very digital thing, and you show it to your friends, and they buy you these gifts, you show them to your friends, and they do all these things, physical affection. When you guys are like in a double date or things like that, they show these other people that they love you. That's the point. Show these other people that you're that you found the best. People be like, oh, Stacey, your relationship, it's so good. Like, where did you find this one? Did he come from Amazon? I know, dry jokes. So yeah, things like that, and they show you a lot of this, so that even people, like, could be like, oh God, this guy loves you, and he's here pressuring you. Your friends are pressuring that he loves you. And you know what you'll do? You'll believe he does. You will believe everything he wants you to believe in. And when it's getting to worse, when it starts getting worse, the pressure starts getting worse. Yeah, you knew I would say that. So when it gets to worse, you'll be like, nobody will believe it's getting worse, because people will be like, you know, this guy loves you, boo. This guy cannot do that. And that's where you find yourself being trapped in these relationships that are not working, because everybody believes that this guy likes you, or this guy loves you, things like that. They show you a lot of digital and physical affection. They introduce you to people very early. This person has shown you their mom. And tell me. You know, most of us women, we love, like, we think, like, being introduced to the family, being introduced to the friends, that means, like, we are the main bitch in, you know. Yawn. We are the main bitch in this guy's life that, you know, yes, this guy is serious about us. So he'll introduce you to his friends. He'll introduce you to his family, maybe. He'll just introduce you to these very important people. He'll tell you these very important details about him, making you feel like, you know, you're very important. And then again, this can happen in genuine relationships. But that's why I tell you, it's very, very hard to know if someone is love bombing you. So, things like that. So they introduce you to these very important people, and they tell you very important things, you know, to make you feel like, you know, you are part of their life, that you are part of their life, and there's no way you're going, and you'll start opening up to, and the moment you open up is the moment they get to know what you really want and how to control you. Another way is like they persuade you to commit very early in the relationship. So maybe when you guys started talking, you guys worried, you know, nowadays relationships, you know, like, whenever we are on talking stage, that doesn't mean I'm your girlfriend, right? But these people be like, you know, I want you to be my girlfriend. Or maybe, you know, in 2 weeks or in a week, this person tells you, I want to marry you, and I want you to have my kids, I want to have a family with you together. We can be together for a lifetime. You are my soulmate. I don't believe that I ever lived without you. And they will persuade you to commit very early in the relationship. Like, you know, right now I just want us to be together. Just me and you, until eternity. And most of the time, this is what we want to hear in a relationship. If we are looking for a relationship, we're looking for a potential relationship that this person will be our soulmate, right? And the fact that you like them, and they're telling you all these things, it makes it, no? The thing with love bombing is, like, when you think it's too good to be true, it's because it's too good to be true. So start, like, looking for red flags. That's the thing. It's too good. You know, this is not a movie that we meet today and we get married the next week. You know, things like that. So when you think, like, oh, this is, like, yawn. So when you think, like, this guy is, like, you know, what I said, like, he's a Prince Charming and he wants to marry you and tells you about children and soulmates. And, yeah, I've experienced this with some Nigerian guy I used to date. And he was like, you know, yes, I want you to be my forever afterlife and things like that. Even if I died, oh my God. Nigerians have the best pickup lines. Those people. Yoruba men. Okay, yeah. So he's like, even after life, I might die, but I'll just come and look after, you know, look for you. and makes you believe like, oh my God, this person really wants to spend eternity with me. And you will be submissive to them. You'll be like, you know what? Yeah, let's make this work. And you'll be submissive to them, and that is where they want you. So, on ways to get off this is one of them is like spotting it. That is one way of getting, off this pedestal of these people, is like spotting it. Once you spot this is love bombing, the second way to get off it is create space, create boundaries. I had an episode about boundaries in dating and boundaries. You can go and listen to it. So try and create boundaries. I believe we are in a relationship. I believe I love you, but we have to have boundaries. I know some people are very cool with being in a relationship without boundaries. You can go through my things, you can touch my things, you can come to my house whenever you want, you can use my things, you can, come to my family and things like that. But I believe while I'm dating, no marriage. Don't get me wrong, if you're married, that's okay. Maybe it's okay. But I think these again boundaries in marriage too. But I'm not experienced enough to talk about that, so I don't know about marriage. I've never been married before. So yeah, I thought, I'm speaking here, then there's this fucking little voice in my head. So yeah, I just silenced it. I've never been married before. So yeah, I can't say like a lot about it, but I've dated before. I am dating, and yeah, I believe that a healthy dating relationship has to have boundaries on where you can get with me, where you can, how far can you push it with me. So when you start creating these boundaries and these people don't like them, if you create boundaries, that's that. I'm not saying that you keep yourself away from your partner. I'm just saying you create boundaries. And when a person wants to create boundaries, this person really cares about this relationship, according to me. And to understand me better, you can go back and listen to that episode of mine about dating and boundaries in dating. Yeah, so start creating space for yourself, because you don't live for the relationship. You don't live for this person. Once you get like you're living for this person, now you're in a toxic relationship. And was it a movie? Yes, I think I was watching a movie. I was watching the next 365 days, and when Laura wasn't sure if he sh if she should ujalita niua if she should kabisa if she should choose Massimo or Nacho. And the mom, like honestly, what I got from this movie is the mom's advice, okay? And yeah, and other ways to do, yeah, and how to enlighten your life. I think I talk too much. Okay, so when the mom told them, okay, you won't believe that I forgot what I was telling you. Oh, here it comes. The mom told them, like, after all this discussion, the last thing this mom told Laura is like, a woman who lives for a man is a miserable person, is not a happy woman, and that man won't be happy too. Did I get it from 365 days? Or did I get it from another movie? I think I got it from there. Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm sure about it. I got it from 365 days. The next 365 days. Yeah, the new one that is out. The new movie. And I liked this movie because this one has a little bit of plot of what is going on. compared to the second one, which we were like making out in every scene and having music. But I hated the music too. I didn't hate it. I just hated like these people were having conversation and we're just listening to music. We need to hear what they're saying and things like that. But overall, I love the movie. I don't know why people are really criticizing it and yet they watch it. That is what haters do. Haters make you have more money. So, yeah. So, if you find yourself, like, you're living for this person, you yourself will be miserable and this other person will be miserable too. So, creating space, creating boundaries is very, very, very important. You have your own life apart from this relationship. Go see your friends, go see your family, go work on your career, out study, whatever you're doing, do it. Okay? Then talk to someone who is an outsider. There's just three ways. I'm just giving you three ways that I know you can get off this pedestal. Is you spotting that this is love bombing and this is not genuine love. That's the first thing. The second thing is what I told you, create space. The third thing is talk to an outsider. Why am I saying an outsider? Because, as I said earlier, this person showered you with love, affection, expensive gifts, an excess of that, expensive gifts. And your friends saw that, your family saw that, your workmates saw that, and they think this person is the love of your life, you know, things like that. And maybe they didn't even see this, but you talked to them, right? Because okay, according to me, when I'm excited about something, I tell anybody who's close to me, because yeah, I share my happiness mostly. So these people had you saying these stories about him buying you flowers, about him doing this, about, you know, this or all these other things. And my cue, they think this guy is, you know, the best guy for you. Because let me tell you, these people do over the table, over the moon kind of gestures. So even if you go and ask for advice, you know, you'd be like, but you know, at least he's not like, you know, your previous relationships. You know, he put it up a notch, and maybe your friends will be like, you guys can really work it out. You just go and talk to him. And this guy at this point, maybe whatever he wanted, maybe it was just sex, or he just wanted you to be like under him, serve him and everything. And once you get to know, like, you know, this is not working, I can't be, you know, I can't be controlled, I can't be tamed by anyone, and you guys started, things start getting worse, and let me tell you, these people will give you like all this affection all at once, very fast, you can't process it, then they start backing away. So this is another, you know, red flag. And now you start walking on eggshells. You don't know if you guys are okay. You don't know, because in the first day they were replying you, they were texting you. You are used to these morning messages, you're used to all these things, and then when they just stop immediately, suddenly they stop. Do you know what that does to you? Do you know what that does to you? That makes you feel miserable. And you text them, they'll be like, yeah, you know, we're cool, we're fine. And because like you're used to him doing this and this, you'll start asking like, but I haven't found your morning text. So they'll be like, oh, but you can text first, right? Things like that. Or they don't show you that, you know, the excessive compliments. You don't find like in the middle of the day they haven't texted you like, you're doing an awesome job, keep it up. You haven't found like they've told you, you know, these good things about yourself. And you know, you can't demand for compliments, that's the point. But you're so used to it. These compliments were, you know, making your life more easier, more better, and now you're used to it and you don't find them anymore. And this makes you feel vulnerable and clingy to them, and you'll be like, maybe I'm losing them. And you'll try as hard as you can to fight for it. You get? So they put you where they want you, and at this point where you feel broken down or whatever, when they ask you for something, trust me, you'll do it, because you want the compliments back. You want the loving, the showering, the laughter. You want everything back, and you'll think it's your fault, because, you know, when they were doing all these things, they promised you eternity. They promised you afterlife. So, baby, you'll do whatever they want. But the moment, so I'm just trying to say, like, yeah, try and not talk to someone who saw what he did, but talk to someone who really cares about you. I care about all my listeners. Talk to someone who really cares about you, but hasn't seen this guy yet, or hasn't known all this affection that he does yet, hasn't seen them, you know, and tell them what your problem is. At that point, you'll get a good advice, because, yeah, this guy hasn't been manipulated or mind controlled by what he does. And narcissists, once they enter into your life, they'll control, like, even, they won't control you alone. They will control everyone around you, every person. And that's why when you break up with this person, you'll find some of your friends siding with him, you know, things like that. So, and yeah, you'd be like, oh, maybe people will be like, oh, Stacy, oh, whatever your name is, you blew this up. Because why? They think this person is the best. So that is all I had for today. That is all I know about love bombing. And if you have any questions or any interactions you want to do with me, you can find me at One Girl Stand Podcast on Facebook, One Girl Stand Podcast or _ Stacy on Instagram. You have my WhatsApp number, obviously. If you don't, you have my social media handles. Let's keep talking. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you so much for giving me your time and listening to me. Please share this episode to create awareness of love bombers and narcissists. This is a very huge topic, but yeah, that is where I leave it at. So have a blessed week. Bye.